You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. As always, Carol, understand we're on the hunt for some fall interns.
We are hunting for fall interns at M Relevance. We were really fortunate. We had two fantastic summer interns, and they both wrote blog posts about their experience. So you can go check it out at marketingrelevance.com and learn all about our internships.
Do Todd and I qualify?
You know, probably not, although we'd love to have you.
I could be the world's oldest intern ever.
It could be.
That would be fun. That would be cool.
That would be interesting. All right. Well, good stuff. So we got a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is Corbin Adams. He's the vice president of Magnolia Homes of Georgia. Welcome to the show, Corbin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Corbin, before we begin, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I was born and raised in Atlanta. I think one of the few remaining people that were raised here and still live here. Went to college outside the state, and after college came back to Atlanta and started my career in public accounting. I worked for a Big Four accounting firm here in Atlanta in their auditing department, focused mainly on public clients, REITs, and home builders. And then in 2008, after leaving public accounting, I went to go work for Magnolia Homes of Georgia and has been there for the past 5 years. I have an amazing wife and three young boys.
That's really exciting. And I know you were sharing with us before we got started today that you just celebrated your 9th anniversary.
I did, yesterday.
Very exciting.
Good for you,
Corey. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. So having an accounting background must mean that you have a very fiscally sound company. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Magnolia Homes of Georgia?
Certainly. We are a local builder, and we mainly focus on the first and second time move-up buyer. We are focused on the north side of town, primarily in Cobb County and North Fulton. The price point of the homes we build are ranging from $300,000 up to $600,000, depending on the location. You know, one of our core commitments as a company is we strive to build homes of enduring quality, design, and value that really meet the needs of our buyers. And that is a challenge for us because the needs and wants of our buyers are constantly changing. And really, it depends on our locations and what we're kind of shooting for our core market, but we are always striving for that. And like everyone else in the industry, we're excited about the recent uptick that we've seen. You know, we're really bullish on the long-term fundamentals of the industry and just glad that we are part of this industry and looking forward to the future.
Corbin, I was a little bit surprised when you talked about first-time home buyers and moving up for the first time, then a price range of $300,000 to $600,000. That number's a little higher than I expected.
Yes, and maybe I misspoke. We were really focused on the first and second-time move-up buyers versus the first-time new buyers.
And is that number scary? I'm just remembering back when I bought my first house, and the numbers were horrifying.
Yeah.
At different era, different time. But is that something you have to deal with, or how do you deal with that, the folks that are laying out that kind of money? Probably, you know, younger folks typically.
The past couple of years have been challenging on pricing. With all the foreclosures that we see in the market, the public has a mindset that they are always going to get a deal, whether it's new construction, resale, or foreclosure. So over the past 9 to 12 months, we've really tried to educate our buyers that, look, we're in a new market now. Pricing has changed. There's fewer resales and foreclosures in the market that are being sold at significant discounts. So it's really a part of educating our buyers on the new price points. And really, again, that's driven by our locations. We focus our communities on good locations that really are able us to derive that price point that we're looking for.
So I know you mentioned that you're building in Cobb. Tell us a little bit about the specific communities that you're building in Cobb and other places.
We have one community in Cobb. It's Riley's Walk. It's in Smyrna. It's located right across from downtown Smyrna, within walking distance of the Smyrna Market Village. It's a great little enclave of homes. It's kind of the live, work, play area where people can walk to shops and restaurants. The homes that we're building over there are mainly basement homes with rear entry garages. We actually just started our last four homes over there and hope to have those completed in the next couple of months. We also have a community in Sandy Springs. It's Magnolia Park. It's a gated community of 26 homes. It's a community that has low maintenance. The HOA takes care of the maintenance of the homes on the exterior. As far as the groundkeeping and maintenance of the lawns, Those homes up there range from 34 to 4,000 square feet, and they're four bedrooms, three and a half baths, but a great little community, convenient to Perimeter Mall, convenient to 400, and we're real excited about that community up there as well.
All right. We'll be back with Corbin Adams after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Corbin Adams, Vice President of Magnolia Homes of Georgia.
Corbin, when I think of someone that's buying a new home, quality has got to be front of brain. There's that much cash involved, and it's certainly a long-term investment, probably the largest investment for most people that they're going to have. Talk about how you build quality into the homes that you're constructing.
Yeah, quality, there's a number of factors that correspond when you talk about quality, and they're all come kind of interplay together. First and foremost is really the culture and the mindset of our company and the history of our company. You know, we build homes that we would want to live in personally, and we think that that's a key driver in delivering a quality product to our homes. Also, we've been fortunate enough to have subs we've worked with over for a number of years, some 5, 10, even 15 years, that we've had the same subs working on our homes. So that long-standing relationship is very beneficial in that they know kind of the expectations we have as a company and the quality expectations that we have. Also, we have a third party that comes in and reviews our homes during various stages of construction. And so they are rating us against certain quality standards. And then we also have internal checklists for quality that we are constantly monitoring and going through during the building process.
How has building changed as it relates to energy efficiency? It seems like everyone is, you know, hot now, not necessarily for green, but for ways they can save money on utility bills.
Yeah, the industry, it's been a big buzzword recently in the industry with energy efficiency. And I think the buyers in this market are starting to become more aware of energy efficiency and how that impacts their home. And really, it's the life of the home. If you build a properly built, energy-efficient home, the buyers and customers are going to see those savings over the lifespan of their home through reduced energy bills. But what we're seeing as far as energy efficiency is we're striving to maintain not only the current level of efficiency we've built in our homes, but also trying to stay on top of new methods, whether it's insulation methods or new products that are out there that would increase the efficiency of our homes. If you look at energy efficiency, they're really driven by the envelope, the overall envelope of the home, as well as the systems that you install. So in our homes, the standard features that we install is a house wrap, which is basically a moisture barrier that keeps out moisture while keeping the air inside the home. We have an upgraded ceiling and caulking package that we do in all of our homes before drywall. We also install a radiant barrier in the roof, which is essentially a reflective barrier that keeps the heat out of the attic, that reduces temperatures in the attic, that overall reduces the comfort level in the home. So really all those factors combined really go towards the efficiency of a home. One of the added benefits that we give to our customers is at the end of the process, end of the construction, as I mentioned, we have a third party that comes in and reviews our homes and checks against certain quality standards. That third party also performs what's called a HERS rating, which is a quantitative measurement of a home's efficiency. And that rating is based on a scale, and we are able to give that number to our customers, which essentially tells them that our homes are X amount more efficient than a standard home built to today's building codes.
Corbin, give us some hints and tips. What should someone who's going to buy a home look for in a builder in the part of the process when I'm trying to figure out which builder do I want to work with? And then after I've made that choice, what should I be doing through the construction process?
Certainly. You know, what buyers should be looking for is, I guess, longevity in the industry. Given the recent downturn, there were a lot of builders that went away, and there's a lot of builders that have stayed and survived the recent downturn. So my first suggestion would be, you know, look for a builder who's been around for a while. You know, as you're going through the building process, the key for us is communication. You know, you want to look for a builder that has the proper lines of communications drawn out, that they're able to communicate efficiently with their customers.
So you commented about some of the newer builders into the market, and I know Atlanta has more, you know, big builders than we've ever had. You know, what sets Magnolia Homes apart from the big builders?
Mm-hmm. Atlanta is a unique market when you look at Atlanta versus other markets in the country, in that it's very defragmented. The larger builders take up a smaller portion of the new homes in Atlanta than most other markets, where they really dominate the market. But if you look at our company versus a larger home builder, the obvious difference is the size of our company. We're a smaller company. You know, we're able to be more adaptive to certain changes in the industry and respond to that more quickly. Also, a key focus of our company is really not to build the same home time after time. We don't want any of our homes to look identical, whereas some of the more larger builders, the track builders, will come in and build 100 of the exact same homes in a community. We try to differentiate our homes and to make them each unique by adding different features or designs in those homes and make them unique. So really, you know, I think our biggest difference is also our biggest asset is basically just size, that we're able to be adaptive to the market and also find those niches in the market that maybe a larger builder may not be looking for.
Oh, Corbin, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Magnolia Homes of Georgia?
The quickest and easiest way to get in touch with us would be through our website, which is maghomesga.com. That's maghomesga.com. And once they get to our website, they should have all the information they would need to contact us.
Corbin Adams, Vice President of Magnolia Homes of Georgia. Corbin, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, the deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Lauren Carey. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a fun, outdoorsy one today. Peachtree Residential is offering a free boat.
A free boat.
That's the most unusual deal of the day we've had ever.
A free boat when you purchase a home at St. Michael's Bay on Lake Lanier. And actually, it's home site number 39. So it's very specific.
Okay, so this is a very specific house. I'm assuming it has dock and pier and all that.
It's on the lake.
On the lake, so it probably does.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's not just a free boat.
It's more.
There's more.
$3,000 towards closing costs with their preferred lender when you purchase in August.
$3,000 and a boat. You got to buy your own life preservers, but that's still a heck of a deal.
Well, and it's a $20,000 value on the boat.
Twenty.
Mm-hmm.
$20,000 value on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know much about boats. What would I guess?
You can get a serious boat.
Would that be like a really cool ski boat?
That could be a ski boat. You get a tricked out bass boat. It could be all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Probably a very nice, smaller sailboat. I mean, you could do a lot of neat things. I think on Lake Lanier, you want power.
No, man, sailboat.
Sailboat, huh? Well, it's a the home is 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and it's priced at $449,900. And it's ready to move in now. It's got an owner suite with an office study guest bedroom on the main, a 3-car garage. So I guess you got to have somewhere to park the boat during the winter, right? Kitchen has granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and these really pretty glazed cabinet finish. There's site finished hardwoods. And then the lot, it's a corner lot that's got a great wooded view.
That sounds like a lovely home.
And you said $449?
$449.
On the lake with a boat.
Yeah, full day.
3-car garage. Uh-huh. How many bedrooms again? Five.
Now, is this first come, first serve, or is there a time limit on getting the boat?
So I think you have to buy it in August.
Okay, so it is month of August.
It is the month of August. And then the neighborhood has some really cool community amenities. Delaney, you want to tell us about those?
It's a gated community, and since it's on the lake, there is a private covered marina. There's a clubhouse, junior Olympic swimming pool, lighted tennis courts, and then hiking and nature trails.
Outstanding. Methinks this isn't going to last too long.
I don't think so. As soon as this thing gets aired, that's it. It's gone.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for lake living and you love Lake Lanier and, of course, Peachtree Residence, Residential builds beautiful homes. This is it's a no-brainer.
Really
go
is.
Buy the house, get the boat for free.
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys want to go for a boat ride this weekend?
Let's go.
All right, we're in.
You're going to buy a house? Todd, yep. I know you've been looking.
I'm going to go buy it.
All right.
All right, cool. Done. All right, Carol, where can people get information on this?
For more information, visit PeachtreeResidential.com or call Scott directly at 770-560-9726.
Outstanding. All right, well, that wraps this amazing deal of the day. We're back with our next guest. Say hello to Lauren Carey. She's a market manager with the Peachtree Road Farmers Market. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's good to see you. Thanks for making some time to join us. Lauren, before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
So I've been running the Peachtree Road Farmers Market for over 4 years now, and it's really been an amazing experience because I love working with the community and fresh fruits and vegetables. I mean, I have definitely one of the most delicious jobs in town.
Yummy. So we were all laughing before the show that today is National Leave a Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Front Porch Day, something my 14-year-old thinks is hysterical. And in the past...
I think it's hysterical.
It is.
In the past, we've had so much zucchini, it would have made sense to share it with a neighbor, right? Now, this year, my poor little zucchini plant only produced one zucchini.
It's been a really hard year. We've had way more rain and not enough sunshine to compensate. So some of our farmers are reporting 50 to 60% loss of their production this year.
Yikes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Peachtree Road Farmers Market.
Sure. So Peachtree Road Farmers Market is Atlanta's largest producer-only farmers market. And what that means is that everything here at the market has been made, raised, or grown by the people selling it. We think that's really important because, one, you're not buying local produce that should need a passport to get to you. So, you know, everything has been raised locally, grown locally, and you get to have a conversation with the person that produced it, which is really empowering for our shoppers. When you see something you've never seen before, a funny looking squash, maybe you've never tried okra, you can have a conversation with the person who grew it. It takes blood, sweat, and tears to grow food. And so all of your farmers have great recipes for how to easily prepare that funny vegetable you've never cooked at home before and make it easy and accessible.
But you talk about recipes that the folks that grew it talk about. I noticed on the card you gave us before the show that there are chef demos.
Absolutely.
Tell us about those.
So this year we had 258 chefs wanting one of our 36 slots.
Oh, wait. 258 that won. Okay, a little competition.
Very, very competitive. So we do a chef demo every week. Those chefs are nominated by our farmers. So we're actually bringing in great famous names that are legitimately buying from the local farmers. And we think that's really important. If we're going to have a chef stand up there and take your time to talk to you about how to prepare what's in season, they should be using it in their restaurants. So every week we do that chef demo at 10 a.m. They're about 20 minutes. All the recipes are on our website and all the videos. It's like a local cooking channel.
That's phenomenal. I know my two favorite restaurants both buy locally grown produce that's organically grown. And I just love it because you get these fabulous heirloom tomatoes and all sorts of just interesting fresh greens and, things that you don't see in the grocery store. And if you did, they wouldn't taste as good.
Absolutely. I mean, when things have a chance to ripen on the vine and it's a shorter distance from field to plate, things just taste better. As fruit and vegetables spend a longer time between field and plate, all of those sugars that make it taste good turn to starches and it's bland. It's not as flavorful.
Are there any events that you have at the market? I don't want to say, do I just go and find all these awesome fruits and vegetables, but what else is going on?
Absolutely. We have the chef demos every week at 10 a.m., rotating series of chefs. We do children's activities. This week we have canning demonstrations, so for people who are looking to take those flavors of summer, learn how to can and freeze and put them up so that in January your tomato sauce tastes just as good as it did in July. We have classes for that. We have live music and various things to engage the community during the market 4 hours. But most of the time what we see is people getting together and socializing without a screen between them. And that's pretty special.
All right. We'll be back with Lauren Carey after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Lauren Carey, Market Manager with the Peachtree Road Farmers Market.
Lauren, one thing that always fascinated me about a farmers market, and I've seen it happen at yours, is that, you know, on Friday there's nothing. And then all of a sudden Saturday morning there's this cornucopia of stuff. And then the thing ends at noon, and by 12:05 it's gone. Just talk about the logistics of how pull all this together and tear it all down week after week after week. And it just seems so easy. I'm sure it's not.
It is not. I would say that my job is part preschool teacher, part hostess with the mostest, and part air traffic controller. We have 50-plus vendors every week. Everybody brings their own tents and tables, and within about a 20-minute window, I would say 40 of those vendors are arriving and setting up, and that's pretty spectacular. It's also incredibly busy and crazy, and it's one of the reasons that we don't open till 8:30, and shoppers are not allowed to buy anything before the opening bell, because at 7:45, that farmer who's been driving for 2 hours down from Clarkston or wherever is peeling into that lot and throwing up tents and tables, and things are kind of everywhere, so it's quite spectacular.
It's amazing.
It's fun to watch.
We were talking about okra at some point earlier. What else is, you know, what's at the height of season right now? What would people expect to find?
So now is the height of season. Tomatoes, and when you think about tomatoes, don't think just red, yellow, orange, striped, purple. The uglier, the tastier. If it looks too perfect like your grocery store tomato, it probably tastes like your grocery store tomato. So look for that oddity. Corn is in season right now, and those cook so well together, especially when you add in okra. People are often really afraid of okra or think you can only serve it fried. There is okra outside of fried okra. In fact, those three items together in a saute pan with a little olive oil, delicious.
Or even better if you can make the pickled okra and make it really hot. That's how I like it.
Right. This conversation points me to a serious problem that I have when I go to the Peachtree Farmers Market, and that's figuring out what I can get, because I go, ooh, I want that, I want that. My car can't carry everything that I want. Give me some tips beyond the ugly vegetables.
Get the ugly.
What kind of strategy should I go in to find the best stuff for me?
So I think it really depends on whether you're feeding one or feeding four. We encourage families who come with their children to have each child pick out a different vegetable, and that's their vegetable that night, so that families and children are thinking about food together, that they know tonight is my night. I picked out the corn, so we're going to have corn tonight. And unlike the grocery store, which often packages large quantities, maybe you don't get through that 3-pound bag of pre-chopped lettuce, you can buy reasonable small 1 or 2 person quantities at the farmers market so that you're not watching it rot in the back of your fridge. Also, the produce should not be washed and then put away. Put it away with a little dirt, it'll last longer. In fact, wrap it in a dry paper towel to absorb that excess moisture, and it'll last so much longer because it's so much fresher.
Good tip.
Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know that.
I'm thinking all sorts of things.
Go ahead, Carol. Ask a question.
I'm adding local color today, apparently. So, you know, nothing ever rots in my refrigerator, because if it starts to look like it's going bad, then I feed it to my goats. I guess most of our listeners don't have that ability. But so in addition to tips for keeping things fresher longer, any tips in general for healthier eating?
Absolutely. I mean, the more we tell children and teach them about eating the rainbow, so the more color you have on your plate, the better. And that holds whether you are 3, 30, or 90. Make sure you've got lots of color as you go to the farmer's market. As you said, you're wondering, how many things can I take home? Well, make sure that you're getting your 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. It doesn't mean it has to be a ton, but making sure there's that local color and mixing flavors together. I mean, I love some of this season's blueberries in my salad, or strawberries, peaches. Don't be afraid to mix your fruits and vegetables and make it a side dish or a meal.
Well, we talked about the zucchini on the French front porch day. That's hard to say, zucchini on your neighbor's front porch day. But isn't there another event going on this week?
This is National Farmers Market Awareness Week. So we are encouraging people all across the nation to get out of their big box store and come visit their local farmers market. Buy local produce, help keep the money in your community, and maybe meet some of your neighbors.
All right. Well, Lauren, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the Peachtree Road Farmers Market?
The Peachtree Road Farmers Market has a wonderful website and Facebook page, peachtreeroadfarmersmarket.com. And you can Google us on Facebook and find out more about our upcoming chef demos, events, etc.
Lauren Carey, the market manager with the Peachtree Road Farmers Market. Lauren, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Corbin Adams, Lauren Carey, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.